Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hello and welcome into the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. I'm National Recruiting Analyst Cooper Patagno alongside 24/7 Sports Director of Scouting. And those sirens you hear in the background, that means a quarterback is off the board and one of the best in the country, the number 97 ranked player according to 24/7 Sports, the number 10 ranked quarterback. That is Jake Merklinger out of Calvary Day High School in Savannah, Georgia. He is committed to play his ball for the Tennessee Volunteers, and Josh Heupel, a year after Tennessee signed one of the best quarterbacks in 2023, and Nico Iamaleava. Andrew, you're the director of scouting. You're the head honcho at this company. This is a guy that's in your area as well. You and I both have live exposure. So people want to know, what are the Vols getting with Jake Merklinger?
Athletic quarterback with a multi-sport background that happens to be one of the most experienced arms here in the 2024 cycle, right? He has started 38 games over the past three seasons. He's 29-9, closing in on 700 career pass attempts on Friday nights, over 6,600 yards passing. This guy has done it all. And Coop, when I put on the tape, I see someone that has a lot of developmental traits, right? There's a lot of stuff he can work with. He's a guy that can run and turn a scramble into a chunk play, but he's someone that I think still wants to beat you from the pocket, right? He's got some field general to him. He's mobile. He can make throws on the run. I don't think he has the best arm here in the 2024 cycle, but he's not one that's going to turn the football over. Only tossed two picks as a junior, so he's really cut down on giving away the football. So I like this take. I think when you look at Tennessee and where things stand as a program, you know, big picture, this makes a ton of sense for them to take him after Nico, right? Nico Iamaleava, yeah, guy that didn't have a ton of experience, but someone that has a ton of talent. So when you're trying to construct and build your quarterback room, I think you need to balance it out. You want guys that can do some of the same things, but maybe different personalities. And I think this is the perfect blend, the perfect guy to take after the original NIL man.
Evaluating Merklinger, one thing was clear to me, and especially after we saw him in Atlanta at the Under Armour Combine in February, this was a guy, he seems very under control outside of the pocket. Mobile, right? You look at his athletic background, this guy that also plays basketball, lacrosse, like you mentioned, the multi-sport background. I think from the pocket is actually an area where he's pretty steady hand there, but I do think he can improve. You mentioned the developmental tools. I like this guy more as a gamer. The more you watch him, he's got a great feel for the game. I talk about this all the time, but the three traits I'm really looking for at the quarterback position: timing, anticipation, touch. He shows flashes of all of those. The arm talent alone doesn't blow you away. And if you want to talk about arm talent specifically, really the arm strength, I think it's adequate to good enough. But the nuances of the game, playing the quarterback position, he's quick twitch in the pocket. He keeps his eyes down the field. The subtleties, the little things that I think a lot of people take for granted when they're looking at the full scope of a quarterback, it's easy to overlook what Jake Merklinger does well. And Drew, I thought you brought up a good point. Him and Nico Iamaleava are pretty different, right? In terms of physical skill set, what they offer And if you're Josh Heupel, I mean, this is a guy that's proved that he can coach many different skill sets over his years. Joe Milton is different from these two guys that he's got in the chamber as well, right? So I love this for Tennessee. Tennessee, to me, Andrew, you and I talked about this a little bit recently on the podcast. Listen, outside of what Lincoln Riley has done during his time in a short time at USC and then his lineage throughout Oklahoma, it seems like Josh Heupel is starting to get a firm grip on the quarterback market, and it's getting to that point, maybe not yet, where it's pick and choose who I want, but there might not be another quarterback whisperer that's better to play for than Josh Heupel right now outside of Lincoln Riley.
It's impressive, I think, because we have discussed this 2024 wave of arms probably isn't as deep and top heavy as what we saw in 2023. And I don't, even in the NIL era, right, and where we are, like, it's not easy to go and get elite quarterbacks in back-to-back cycles. Like, it's difficult to do, right? This position has so much turnover. So many guys are leaving. I mean, heck, what is it? Like, half of the Elite 11 finals every year that they end up at a different school. So I think it's a bit of a statement, a bit of a flex. And let's not forget, like, Alex Galesh left Tennessee to take over the head coaching position at USF. So Josh Heupel, there was a time when I doubted him as a recruiter when he was at UCF, and look at what he is doing at Tennessee. And Coop, we need to just point out, I mean, last year Tennessee finished number 9 in the 24/7 sports rankings. We'll see where Jake shoots them up in the into these rankings, but it feels like Tennessee could get another top 10 class, right? They could get another top 10 class. And if that's the case, you know, you got to watch out for what they're doing in the SEC East, because I think defensively, like, they're going to get it figured out under Tim Banks. They've brought in too many guys that have traits that we covet, guys that can be developed. So a lot to like, and life has to be good if you're a Vols fan.
Tennessee got the Riz right now. Is that what the kids say? They got the Riz on the recruiting trail. Josh Heupel spitting hot flames. And guess what? Brad Crawford, one of our national writers at 24/7 Sports, he just put out an article, which you can find there, talking about 2025 way too early rankings in college football. Tennessee fans, you might want to read it. He's got you at number 6. Andrew and I made the case that the Vols could potentially be higher. Drew, final thoughts on Jake Merklinger before we get out of here?
I mean, we've kind of gotten into the weird scouting weeds on him, but I do think he's pretty twitchy in the upper half, and I think that's important in terms of a guy you want snappy shoulders. He can run the RPOs and get the ball out quickly. I love the multi-sport stuff. I don't have the stat in front of me, but you look at the guys in the NFL that are making deep playoff runs. These are guys that played 3 or 4 different sports in high school. Jake Merklinger is that. Cooper, you brought up that Under Armour Atlanta camp. I was talking with his father before he was doing an interview with us, and his father pointed out that Jake, like, didn't play quarterback in youth football. He was playing other positions on the field. So this isn't a guy that has been coached up his entire life to be a quarterback. He's still got a ton of room to grow. I agree with your assessment. Doesn't have the strongest of arms. He's not going to launch it down the field like a Joe Milton or a Nico Iamalieva, but he understands what he is. He uses touch to his advantage, right? He can layer the football in there on the run. So I think it's a great pickup. I think if you're a Tennessee fan, you could feel good about this guy potentially getting in the game at some point and being able to move the offense down the field. And that's what you should be looking for after you take one of the top arms in the prior cycle.
Good times in Rocky Top right now if you're a Tennessee fan. There you have it. 4-star quarterback Jake Merklinger off the board to the Tennessee Volunteers and Josh Heupel. Guys, we appreciate you listening to the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast in this edition of an emergency podcast. We'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.